It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. For our medical news of the week segment, I thought we might talk about pink eye, because even though it's been in the news a bit, because anyone watching the Olympics, Bob Costas, you could tell from the very first time that he had been having some issue with his eye, the fact that he was even wearing glasses initially, and now he's off the air. So my guest and expert, Dr. Lori Metzler, has been on the show before. She is a spokesperson for the American College of Emergency Physicians. Thanks for being here. And let's talk about this, Dr. Metzler. I noticed right away when he was first on the air, he was wearing his glasses. And then I noticed his one eye was red, and then the second eye got red. So what has been going on? Let's tell people, what exactly is pink eye?
Well, pink eye could be conjunctivitis, which is an inflammation of the conjunctiva, and the conjunctiva is a clear, thin membrane that surrounds the eye globe and also the upper lid on the inside. So it could be a conjunctivitis, although in this particular case, his eyes are so significantly red, it actually spread to the second eye. He was very prudent in not wearing contact lenses, because it's always best not to wear contacts when you have any kind of suspected eye infection. But he also has a surrounding redness and inflammation on the skin around his entire eye. So I do not personally have his exact diagnosis, but it does look like he could have a periocular cellulitis in addition to whatever eye condition he has, which, if that is the case, he would not only be treated with eye drops, he is more than likely being treated with some type of oral antibiotic.
Yeah, and I think that they did mention that he did that, although it is sometimes hard, because when your eye is tearing all the time, you're wiping it, rubbing it, so it sometimes is hard to discern, is the eye red because you're touching it so much, or is it red because you have an infection spreading to the skin of the eye?
Correct. And it's always important when a patient comes in with pink eye to get a very good history of what occurred and when. Also very important to get a vision exam and know any other associated symptoms, because there are different forms and causes of pink eye. One interesting form is actually a herpetic conjunctivitis, and not to scare the listening audience, but just as you could get a fever blister on your lip, almost the same thing can happen where you would get a minor herpes infection in your eye, and it's called herpetic conjunctivitis. This has to be diagnosed through several different means, but one way of possibly diagnosing it would be to do the fluorescein dye and the black light lamp and look for any kind of dendritic ulcer on the eye, although you really have to be a good practitioner to pick it up, that this may be a herpetic conjunctivitis. And in this case, it's treated differently. Instead of treating with normal antibiotic drops or steroid drops, it's generally treated with an acyclovir ophthalmic suspension. So it's always good to know what type of infection is causing it, or if it is truly an infection and not, say, an allergic conjunctivitis.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point, too, when you talk about history, because even though it can start out in one eye with an infection, you want to make sure if it starts out in one eye, right, that it's not some physical thing that happened to the eye, right?
Correct.
Like, something got in the eye and caused the tearing and inflammation.
Right.
Usually, if it starts in both eyes together, it's pretty safe to assume it must be some type of infection.
Right. And some other, you know, important, even interesting things that can present with red or pink eye, if it was generally an older person, but they presented in your ER or general office with severe eye pain, generally in one eye, with nausea and vomiting, this could actually be a significant medical emergency called acute angle closure glaucoma. So if someone presents with severe eye pain, it may be something other than conjunctivitis that needs to be addressed right away. Also, in a younger population, say a five-year-old may come to your office and have red eyes, bilateral red eyes, or red eyes in both eyes, and a high fever and maybe some swollen lymph nodes. And this could possibly be in a five-year-old and maybe of Asian descent, Kawasaki's disease. So there's so many different things that could present with pink and red eye that are really interesting cases and need to be researched further.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess history is the key, and that's, that's a very good point. So, and truthfully, pink eye, it doesn't, and that's what Bob had been saying too, it doesn't really hurt. It's kind of annoying, you know. People describe it as kind of irritating or feeling itchy or something, but not so much pain, right?
Yes, it can. Well, it can present with the itchiness. It can present with redness or swelling of the eye or inside the eyelids, increased amount of tears, itchy eyes, or burning eyes. And again, the history is important if there are other symptoms involved, such as nausea, vomiting, severe headache, fever, and then you're going to look towards maybe another diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. So if it is just conjunctivitis or an infection, I mean, it's funny, we give everybody antibiotics mostly because, you know, people don't, it is very contagious, right? And people don't want you at work anyway. But the majority of the time, isn't it truthfully a viral infection more than bacterial?
It could be a viral infection, yes. Sometimes it's bacterial. Sometimes it actually starts out as an allergic conjunctivitis, and the person is scratching and rubbing their eyes so much it becomes inflamed. So what I always tell the patient is if I think the case is moderate to severe or if any new symptoms arise, I always tell that patient to follow up with an ophthalmologist because many times in clinics, urgent cares, and ERs, we don't have all the equipment there that an ophthalmologist would have or a real advanced ER such as slit lamp exams. So it's very good to tell the patient to follow up if there's any suspicion that it would need to be looked into further.
Yeah, and that is a good point. And can you sometimes tell by the discharge if it is bacterial or viral? Is there a way to tell? Or
the only way that I would know to truly tell would be to get a culture.
Yeah.
And I mean, how many people are going to do that?
That's a good point.
In a primary care setting or an urgent care setting.
I know. And they tell you, too, you know, everyone says the textbook case of a viral is they have that little lymph node before your ear. And to tell you the truth, in all my years of practice, I've never noticed a lymph node, the preauricular lymph node. Have you?
Right. No, ma'am. I have not. So that's why I always find the history and all the other associated symptoms and even a vision exam very important, just to make sure that we may not be missing something more important.
Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, Bob Costa really has his hands full with this one, and we certainly hope his eyes get better.
Yeah, no, I know. It's tough when you're on the air, and in everybody's view for that, it is a difficult thing. And another thing that maybe Bob has to worry less about being on the air, but someone else does, you know, I always tell women after they've had pink eye to just throw out all the makeup. I mean, who knows what viruses and bacteria are living in old makeup that women have. So as hard as it is and as expensive as mascara and things like that are, just to be on the safe side, I tell you, throw it out after the infection. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well and tune in to your health.